fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Catherine Hurley. Now, we know each other on a personal level. Firstly, you had, like, the best wedding I've ever been to. But secondly, you're quite a bright lass. Tell us what your job is.
Oh, no. We're starting there.
Sorry.
I work basically in engineering and in construction. So we do major projects. So building power stations, building office towers. Is this kind of thing?
Yes. So it's quite big.
Yeah,
it's quite a big craft. You don't look like it, but you know that's like probably a good thing actually.
No, it's a weird thing. So I was actually thinking about this coming over here. I was like, every time I get like a job of responsibility, I'm kind of like, okay, today you got to be a grown up now. Like, this is a really serious job, and then I'm just me, and then it just works, you know.
It's not you don't look it like that. It's because you know you're kind of pretty and sassy and all of that, and it's then see you in a hard hat is kind of. A whole nother, yeah.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of my working life in a boiler suit and a hard hat, climbing around.
You probably rock the look, to be fair.
Well, I try my best. No, but they always give you stuff that doesn't fit, so you always look like you're in your dad's gear, even when they come and measure you.
It's very fashionable now.
Oh, lovely. Very fashionable. Lovely.
So where did you grow up?
I grew up in Dublin.
Okay.
From Dublin. My parents are both Irish, very, very Irish background, big, big family, all that kind of thing. Yeah.
Oh, do you miss Ireland a bit?
I do. I love going home, but I love coming back here. Like, we chose to come to Malta, myself and my now husband. So we chose to come here. We want to live here. We love it here. But it is nice to go home. And
yeah.
There's a thing in Ireland, like, there's a cultural thing. There's the crack, it's what it's called. And it does exist, and it's nice.
So some of your tracks here, I mean, there's one Irish musician I've seen through. But the first one, I love this song. This is Wake Up. Little Susie. So tell us, where does that song take you?
So my dad, both my mum and my dad are really musical.
Okay.
Both played and sang, and my mum sang on stage. And so growing up, for me, it was like all musicals. You know, my mum would sing 24/7. But it was actually my dad who I remember most. And he was big Beatles. He was big into 60s music. Mm-hmm. And he used to go around the house going, "You teenagers, like, you listen to such sad music. Like, well, my music is happy music." That's how he, you know, and yeah. He'd go around singing, you know, and jiving and, you know, Wake Up, Little Susie, and the car trips. And so my whole childhood is music.
And this is the one that takes you right back there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to listen to Wake Up, Little Susie by the Everly Brothers.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. It's 4 o'clock and we're in trouble deep. Wake up, pretty Susie. Wake up, pretty Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your papa? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, pretty Susie. Wake up, pretty Susie. Well, I told you, mama, that you'd be in by 10. We gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. The movie wasn't so hot, it didn't have much of a plot. We fell asleep by Goose's cooked, our reputation he shot. Wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your papa? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, pretty Susie. Wake up, pretty Susie. Wake up, pretty Susie.
So that got us woken up a bit. The next one on your list, so it's from The Last of the Mohicans. Now, I, you know, when I was a kid, a Mohican was a haircut.
Yes.
So, you know, didn't know about the tribe or anything. So why this song? Where does it take you?
That's it, Monique. I'm afraid it all goes downhill from here. it was one of those movies that just changes your life. It was the first one I think I ever remember seeing where I just watched it compulsively over and over and over and over again. And it was the first time, I guess, I had registered in my little head about injustice, and about the fact that, you know, because you hear about all the good stories and then all of a sudden I'm aware of the fact that, when we were conquering part of the world, actually we were also killing other parts of the world. Mm. And you know, it was an awareness. So this is like me, age kind of 8, 9, 10 at the time. I read all around me, and so I was reading things like The Outsiders by Essie Hinderlich and all of these amazing books, and these movies started to kind of open your eyes to, oh, this world isn't quite so cotton wool as I've known, you know. So it was a real moment.
Ah, and it's matured you at quite young age then, so that's,
But also interestingly as well, I always wanted to be the guy, so I don't need to explain that, because in that movie, the girls are always fainting and getting rescued and getting into trouble and stuff, but it was always the guy that rescued them, and I was like, I want to be the rescuer, not the rescued, and it was interesting, it became a theme in my life.
So you can blame this while we listen to it. We're gonna imagine you,
on horseback.
Yeah. So this is Last of the Mohicans. It's the theme
it's
tune
the
from
theme
the
tune,
from
yeah.
the movie.
Doesn't that get you emotional?
That does get you emotional. It does have a bit of a Celtic...
It does, actually.
Celtic, would you say?
Yeah, Celtic.
Sorry.
Celtic.
Celtic twang, sort of, in the feeling to the music.
Yeah.
So the next one here, we've got Skunk Ananzi. Sort of her. You said it. Thank you. I haven't had my coffee, you know? I mean,
it is early.
Weak as I am. Now, that's got to spell something out.
This is a powerful song. This is a me, cranky, you know, teenage, me and my girlfriends in the attic. So one of them had an attic space where adults couldn't, you know, were too lazy to get off that far. And so we had this hangout and we would just be moany and difficult and, you know, dream of being famous. And she, you know, Kleena was an amazing, she was, again, she played guitar, she danced, she wanted to be famous. And we would just lie and listen to Skunk Ananzi and be miserable. It was great. No, was it? But, you know, it was real teenage stuff. So for me, this is,
takes you back to your
loft. Yeah, absolutely.
Laying on your back, screaming your heads off.
Yes.
Heads off. I've just done that thing. Head off.
Heads.
Yeah. Well, two of you, it would have been your heads.
Yes.
There you go. So we're going to listen to that, Weak As I Am.
Enjoy.
Radiohead comes in here. This is Yeah.
You gotta love radio.
You gotta love radio. Who doesn't really?
I met them.
You met them?
I met them at a gig in Dublin. Yeah, 15, 16, I don't know. And they played a gig in Dublin and... Yeah, I was just that really persistent little teenager that was around the back lane going, they have to come out for a smoke break, and they did.
So, you see, you were smart.
Yeah, no dignity. It was like all screams and all like, ah, autograph. Yeah. I love radio. Radiohead is kind of like, I guess everybody are like my age for sure. It is the soundtrack to like so many years of your teenage life. You know, it's when you met your first boy. It's, you know, the teenage disco. Mm-hmm. It's everything, isn't it?
Yeah, everything traumatic, yeah. I think. Yeah. I'm slightly older than you. Just slightly a lot.
6 to 7 months, I'd say.
Bless you. But yeah, I have a wide musical taste. Right. So engineer's laughing at me here because he knows that I don't. But Radiohead is one of those that I can get on with you. So we're going to listen to Creep and then you can tell us exactly where it takes you. Did it take you back to that concert itself, or is there just a particular memory?
There's a particular memory, but I'm not even sure I'm allowed to say it on radio because it involves alcohol and teenagerism and, you know.
Yeah. What did you do?
Drank too much, Monique.
Yeah?
Yeah, I drank too much.
Wow.
But it was good. It was at the end of the day, everything was okay. The parents didn't come home to the house. We cleaned it up before they came home.
Oh, one of those memories.
Yeah, that's the memory.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was unsure putting it in here if I was, you know,
your mum and dad aren't going to listen, are they?
They're not going to listen.
So we're going to play this one full blast for you. Take you back to being a naughty
naughty teenager.
Naughty.
But I'm a creep. so fucking special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
Now, bar one of the rest of your playlist, I don't know anybody, so you really are going to have to explain stuff to me here. I will forgive you. The next one is The Pixies.
No, oh my goodness, there's the first mistake, Monique, and okay. It's really serious. They're not The Pixies, okay. They are just Pixies. And this is a really emotional thing, and this is almost the reason I have it on the list.
Okay.
Because in college, we were all listening to alternative music, and we listened to Pixies.
Ah.
And you knew if somebody was on one side of the fence or the other by if they preceded it with the word the.
Okay.
Yeah. They're an amazing band. They're a fantastic band. And the music is, we were an eclectic bunch in college. You know, we were engineers, so we were already outcasts. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we were kayakers, so we were into an extreme kind of adrenaline sport.
And this is in Ireland, so this is not in Malta kayaking.
No, yeah, this is wet, nasty kayaking, uh-huh. You know. So, you know, we had this one lady who used to, she'd come out and we would always wait for it to rain heavily, and then we would go out kayaking because the rivers would be full. And this lady, this little old lady in Kerry in Ireland, she's like, oh, you're so unlucky with the weather, you know.
Like, oh, bless,
you know. And that's how Pixies takes me back to this time when it was just like everything was as much adrenaline and as much, you know, go.
Fearless.
Yeah.
Look at your face. You're really coming along. So, Pixies.
Pixies. Where is my mind?
So, okay, so we're going to do that and kayak around the studio. Yeah.
Try this trick.
song on your list is called Blister in the Sun by Violet Femme, which I think is the best band name ever, you know. Did enjoy watching this one as well, so thank you for introducing me to them. But Violent Femme's not quite you, but where does the track take you back to?
So this is like, so again, when I was in college, we'd go on these camping trips and there would be lots of music. So Irish people, you know, apart from me, everyone else is very, very musical. And so there would be guitars, there'd be sing songs, and this one would make the whole room come alive every time. And there's a bit where there's like a drum piece, which you hear, and at that point, everybody would have their t-shirts lifted and be banging themselves on the stomach to do the percussion. And so it's just this really disturbing image of, like, you know, again, alcohol on board, apologies, but like basically a room full of kind of sweaty Irish college kids all singing their heads off, you know,
drumming on their bellies.
It's not a good image.
I'm just looking over here at Red End. We're not going to disappoint, are we? We're going to join in. Right, we're joining in, so like, get it on full blast. This is Blister in the Sun by the Violent Femme. We're just giggling because that would have been a really good TikTok moment. And yes, we are the right age group for that now, sadly. Anyway, so the next one is the Irish track.
This is the Irish track.
So I thought there'd be a lot more of this.
Yeah.
But
I spared you.
Yeah.
Right? I love this song. If you ever do get me in a sing song and I'm made to sing a song, this is the one I will sing.
Okay, so this is Black is the Colour.
Black is the Colour. And we used to, again, I mean, I think it's just a beautiful song. Mm. That's why it's here.
It's there. Okay. And this is, like, whenever you hear it, you will actually
sing.
Join in.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, so apologies in advance to everybody in the room.
So this is Christy Moore. Tell us a bit about him.
So Christy Moore, so in Ireland, you either love or hate this guy.
Okay.
But he's huge in Ireland. He'll pack out bigger than the Spice Girls used to pack out. And now I'm telling you how bad my musical knowledge is. He's a singer-songwriter. He's a genuine guy. He sweats buckets when he plays. You know, he's gas. And like my brother, so I've told you, my family's musical. My brother has played with this guy.
Okay.
With her. and he's just very approachable, you know, but his songs are amazing. He sings a lot of other people's songs, but I don't think this song is his. But yeah.
But his version of it.
Very Irish. This is quite Irish moment.
This is going to take you home for a minute.
Yeah.
All righty, let's do that. So Christy Moore's Black is the Colour.
Let there be no panic. First time I ever came to play in Glasgow was in 1968. I played in the Glasgow Folk Centre down Montrose Street. I played supports to Hamish Imlach from Motherwell. He sang this song and afterwards taught it to me. And tonight I sing it to you, Hamish.
All black is the colour of my true love's hair. Her lips are like some rose despair. She has the sweetest smile and the gentlest hands. And I love the ground whereon she stands. I love my love. And when she knows, I love the ground whereon she goes. And I wish the day it soon come when she and I could be as one. I go to the Clyde and I mourn and weep and satisfied I never can be. And then I write her a letter, just a few short lines, and I suffer death thousand times. For black is the colour of my true love's hair. Her lips are like some roses fair. She has the sweetest smile and the gentlest eyes. I love the ground whereon she stands.
Okay.
So you've seen him live a few times, I'm guessing.
Yes. Just a few.
Do you go to lots of gigs? Is that something you?
I used to go a lot, yeah. But we used to say in Ireland there's a scene, so you can kind of, you know, if you go to Wheatley, there's a bunch of pubs. If you go there, you will see people.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people before they were famous, kind of thing. And so Dublin is good for music like that, but very alternative, as you can see from my list.
Oh, it's nice to, have a Broad.
Yes.
Broad.
I always end up with people who are really into music. Mm-hmm. And that always has, like, you know, shaped my... Like, I went to see The Fall, who, you know, are these British, like, completely over there band, mm-hmm. you know, and I was standing in the audience and he was like, oh, yeah, this person hates middle-aged, you know, women who get dragged along. Like, he actually has a thing that he hates.
Okay.
And I was standing there going, oh, great, so the lead singer of the band might jump out here and tell me to leave. So, I've ended up around music and ended up around gigs without maybe myself being, you know, the leader or the one who actually finds the music, but I just kind of go along.
Oh, it's good if it's... Anyway, music is all around you. Yeah. You know? And the next one, which since we've been in the studio, you're telling me, you must listen to this. So this is Coney Island Baby. This version is by Tom Waits. You know? Mm. So why this version and why this song?
Well, see, it's Tom Waits more than the song. So for me, I'm a massive Tom Waits song. He's probably the only artist that I have kind of all of his music and listen to it. He's married to an Irish lady.
Ah.
See?
Could have been you.
Yeah. I'm not sure I wanted that. But no, he's an amazing artist. I actually travelled to Spain to see him play because he was sold out in Dublin so quickly.
Okay.
You know, so I really do. Like, I'm a Tom Waits fan. Mm. And then this song was supposed to be, I loved it and I always wanted it to be my wedding song. And then I went on a mountain biking trip in Spain, and this other girl was actually getting married to an actual person and she was going to use it as her wedding song, and she ruined it for me, and I was like, you know, my world ended that evening. But luckily, that'll come good later on in the show. But like, so this was, I just love this song.
Just love this song. But does it take you back to that girl? Did you want to push her off the bike?
No. She fell off anyway. Okay. I'm competitive, Monique. I was better than her, so I was able to take it.
She took your song. You're not happy.
She robbed my song.
So we're going to give it back to you, okay? So stay calm. So, this is Tom Waits doing Coney Island Baby.
Every night she comes to take me out to dreamland. When I'm with her, I'm the richest man in the town. She's a rose, she's a pearl, she's a spin on my world. All the stars make their wishes on her eyes. She's my Coney Island baby. She's my Coney Island girl. She's a princess in a red dress. She's the my Coney Island baby. She's my Coney Island girl. She's my Coney Island.
So this is the song I know. So I love this one. I interview people that I know, but I realise I don't know them at all. You know, because you don't listen to music together as grown-ups.
No.
You know, unless you're in the car.
I get the sense I'm never getting a WhatsApp off you ever again. So, no.
Well, we're probably not going to go dancing together.
But these are not dance songs.
No, definitely not. Exactly. But this is this one.
This one is.
This one is. So this one we can dance to together. So this is Ho Hey by the Lumineers. Yeah. What memory does that bring you back to?
Well, this is my actual wedding.
Yay! Song. Yay.
This is so when I met Barry Hurley in Australia, we had a great holiday. And then as we were leaving and sort of saying goodbye, this happened to be playing randomly in, we were walking along a beach in Sydney and this song was on. And then so when we were getting married years and years later, we chose this song as our wedding song.
So. And I just remember your wedding. I'm going goosebumps. It's your wedding. But you came in by boat and it was just so beautiful. It was so you guys, and it was nice because everybody knew you at the tables. Everyone had a mischievous story to tell about you. It was just really a good crack, I think you'd Irish.
Good crack.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was
exactly.
Really, really good fun. So yeah, we're going to take you back to that day. Ho Hey by the Lumineers.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. Sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong, I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write a song. I belong to you, you belong to me, my sweetheart. I belong to you, you belong to me, my sweetheart.
Again.
It was a really good day.
It was a really good day.
I had such a good time as well. Barry was one, in our thing, Barry was the one who was stressing out. I was like totally chilled.
Yeah, no, it was a really, really nice. Do it again. Just do it again. Same for everything.
I'm not putting on the dress again, though.
No.
Do everything else except for the dress and the hair.
You're such a non-girl. Stop it. we're going to finish up. It's been an interesting journey with you. So we're going to finish up here with Cat Grooves. Parov Stella?
Yes, this is. It's an awesome tune, and this represents, it's Kyle and Barry, so only one song dedicated to Barry. And it's the, he puts together a soundtrack every year of all the music he's listening to,
okay.
And then it just gets played incessantly when we go out sailing every weekend, and, you know, so it kind of becomes... So this is this year. This is 2022. I don't even know when this... You know.
Yeah, no, we're going to be this year, and at least we've got a stamp on it, so this is Cat Grooves, Parov Stella.
Yeah.
So, Barry, this one's for you, buddy. Here we go. Thank you very much for joining me. It's Catherine Hurley on this week's Musical Memories.
Thank you for your patience.
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.